This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got that Gallup poll earlier this week, I think I mentioned it, that showed fully half of us say we are worse off right now financially than we were a year ago. The highest that percentage has been since we were coming out of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. We did get a different survey today, though, that sure looks like it's pointing in exactly the opposite direction. The University of Michigan Consumer Survey shows we are more bullish now than we've been in a year, and its measurement of consumer sentiment has been trending up the past couple of months. Granted, from historic lows, but the trend is up as inflation has cooled. So we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to check back with some of the consumers he's been talking to over the past couple of years to see what they've got going on.
When we talked a year ago, 28-year-old Michael Huber had a decent job in Rhode Island working in cybersecurity.
I was not doing so great, kind of living paycheck to paycheck. I had just gotten rejected for a house, a small 800-square-foot condo in the basement of a building.
He was making about $80,000 and spending $400 to $500 a month on gasoline. Since then, he changed jobs, got a big raise, bought a house, and mostly works from home now, so he's spending less on gas.
It's as close to a 180 as you can imagine.
Things have been pretty good in construction electrician Tony Liebert's personal economy, too. He's 60 and lives near Madison, Wisconsin.
We're a university government town, so we've got plenty of work in that area. I have gotten raises as prices have gone up.
The pandemic moratorium on student loan payments has been saving 33-year-old Ashley Phillips more than $1,000 a month. She runs a research lab in Durham, North Carolina.
Things are in a lot more secure place financially. We were able to pay off credit card debt, save enough money to put a down payment on a house.
And decided they could afford to have a baby. But inflation has eaten into their financial cushion.
Maybe I'll get the store brand of butter, skip certain things just because I can't stand the thought of paying $4 for an avocado.
And with interest rates so high, Phillips says buying another car is off the table right now. High prices have Tony Liebert worried, too. He coaches youth hockey.
The cost of equipment, the cost of ice time, all of that has gone up tremendously. It's been double-digit inflation in those areas, so it's affecting who can play.
If there's one takeaway from all my interviews, it's that people are cautiously optimistic about their own economies, but totally uncertain what the future holds for the economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.